Today's reading begins in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 21, starting in verse 1. Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers, and was buried with his fathers in David's city, and Jehoram his son reigned in his place. He had brothers, the sons of Jehoshaphat, Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, Michael, and Shephatiah. All these were the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel. Their father gave them great gifts of silver, of gold, and of precious things, with fortified cities in Judah. But he gave the kingdom to Jehoram, because he was the firstborn. Now when Jehoram had risen up over the kingdom of his father, and had strengthened himself, he killed all his brothers with the sword, and also some of the princes of Israel. Jehoram was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did Ahab's house, for he had Ahab's daughter as his wife. He did that which was evil in the Lord's sight. However, the Lord would not destroy David's house because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a lamp to him and to his children always. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. Then Jehoram went there with his captains and all his chariots with him. He rose up by night and struck the Edomites who surrounded him, along with the captains of the chariots. So Edom has been in revolt from under the hand of Judah to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time from under his hand, because he had forsaken the Lord, the God of his fathers. Moreover, he made high places in the mountains of Judah, and made the inhabitants of Jerusalem play the prostitute, and led Judah astray. A letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "The Lord, the God of David your father, says, because you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat your father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel, and have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to play the prostitute like Ahab's house did, and also have slain your brothers of your father's house, who were better than yourself, behold, the Lord will strike your people with a great plague, including your children, your wives, and all your possessions, and you will have great sickness with the disease of your bowels, until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness, day by day. The Lord stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and of the Arabians who are beside the Ethiopians, and they came up against Judah, broke into it, and carried away all the possessions that were found in the king's house, including his sons and his wives, so that there was no son left to him except Jehoahaz, the youngest of his sons. After all this, the Lord struck him in his bowels with an incurable disease. In process of time, at the end of 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his disease, and he died of severe diseases. His people made no burning for him, like the burning of his fathers. He was 32 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He departed with no one's regret. They buried him in David's city, but not in the tombs of the kings. The inhabitants of Jerusalem made Ahaziah his youngest son king in his place, because the band of men who came with the Arabians to the camp had slain all the oldest. So Ahaziah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, reigned. Ahaziah was 42 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 1 year in Jerusalem. His mother's name was Athaliah, the daughter of Omri. He also walked in the ways of Ahab's house, because his mother was his counselor in acting wickedly. He did that which was evil in the Lord's sight, as did Ahab's house, for they were his counselors after the death of his father, to his destruction. He also followed their counsel, and went with Jehoram the son of Ahab, king of Israel, to war against Hazael, king of Syria, at Ramoth-Gilead, and the Syrians wounded Joram. He returned to be healed in Jezreel of the wounds which they had given him at Ramah, when he fought against Hazael, king of Syria. Azariah, the son of Jehoram, king of Judah, went down to see Jehoram the son of Ahab in Jezreel, because he was sick. Now the destruction of Ahaziah was of God, in that he went to Joram, for when he had come, he went out with Jehoram against Jehu, the son of Nimshi, whom the Lord had anointed to cut off Ahab's house. When Jehu was executing judgment on Ahab's house, he found the princes of Judah and the sons of the brothers of Ahaziah serving Ahaziah and killed them. He sought Ahaziah, and they caught him. Now he was hiding in Samaria. And they brought him to Jehu and killed him. And they buried him, for they said, He is the son of Jehoshaphat, who sought the Lord with all his heart. The house of Ahaziah had no power to hold the kingdom. Now when Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she arose and destroyed all the royal offspring of the house of Judah. But Jehoshabeath, the king's daughter, took Joash, the son of Ahaziah, and stealthily rescued him from amongst the king's sons who were slain, and put him and his nurse in the bedroom. So Jehoshabeath, the daughter of King Jehoram, the wife of Jehoiada the priest, for she was the sister of Ahaziah, hid him from Athaliah, so that she didn't kill him. He was with them, hidden in God's house, 6 years, while Athaliah reigned over the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada strengthened himself, and took the captains of hundreds, Azariah the son of Jeroham, Ishmael the son of Jehohanan, Azariah the son of Obed, Maaseiah the son of Adaiah, and Elishaphat the son of Zichri, into a covenant with him. They went around in Judah and gathered the Levites out of all the cities of Judah and the heads of fathers' households of Israel, and they came to Jerusalem. All the assembly made a covenant with the king in God's house. Jehoiada said to them, Behold, the king's son must reign, as the Lord has spoken concerning the sons of David. This is the thing that you must do. A third part of you, who come in on the Sabbath, of the priests and of the Levites, shall be gatekeepers of the thresholds. A third part shall be at the king's house, and a third part at the gate of the foundation. All the people will be in the courts of the Lord's house. But let no one come into the Lord's house except the priests and those who minister of the Levites. They shall come in, for they are holy, but all the people shall follow the Lord's instructions. The Levites shall surround the king, every man with his weapons in his hand. Whoever comes into the house, let him be slain. Be with the king when he comes in and when he goes out. So the Levites and all Judah did according to all that Jehoiada the priest commanded. They each took his men, those who were to come in on the Sabbath, with those who were to go out on the Sabbath. For Jehoiada the priest didn't dismiss the shift. Jehoiada the priest delivered to the captains of hundreds the spears, bucklers, and shields that had been King David's, which were in God's house. He set all the people, every man with his weapon in his hand, from the right side of the house to the left side of the house, near the altar and the house, around the king. Then they brought out the king's son, put the crown on him, gave him the covenant, and made him king. Jehoiada and his sons anointed him, and they said, Long live the king! When Athaliah heard the noise of the people running and praising the king, she came to the people into the Lord's house. Then she looked, and behold, the king stood by his pillar at the entrance, with the captains and the trumpeters by the king. All the people of the land rejoiced and blew trumpets. The singers also played musical instruments and led the singing of praise. Then Athaliah tore her clothes and said, Treason! Treason! Jehoiada the priest brought out the captains of hundreds who were set over the army, and said to them, Bring her out between the ranks, and whoever follows her, let him be slain with the sword. For the priest said, Don't kill her in the Lord's house. So they made way for her. She went to the entrance of the horse gate to the king's house, and they killed her there. Jehoiada made a covenant between himself, all the people, and the king, that they should be the Lord's people. All the people went to the house of Baal, broke it down, broke his altars and his images in pieces, and killed Matan, the priest of Baal, before the altars. Jehoiada appointed the officers of the Lord's house under the hand of the Levitical priests, whom David had distributed in the Lord's house, to offer the burnt offerings of the Lord, as it is written in the law of Moses, with rejoicing and with singing, as David had ordered. He set the gatekeepers at the gates of the Lord's house, that no one who was unclean in anything should enter in. He took the captains of hundreds, the nobles, the governors of the people, and all the people of the land, and brought the king down from the Lord's house. They came through the upper gate to the king's house, and set the king on the throne of the kingdom. So all the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was quiet. They had slain Athaliah with the sword. The Book of Romans, chapter 11, starting in verse 13. For I speak to you who are Gentiles. Since then, as I am an apostle to Gentiles, I glorify my ministry, if by any means I may provoke to jealousy those who are my flesh, and may save some of them. For if the rejection of them is the reconciling of the world, what would their acceptance be but life from the dead? If the first fruit is holy, so is the lump. If the root is holy, so are the branches. But if some of the branches were broken off, and you, being a wild olive, were grafted in amongst them, and became partaker with them of the root and of the richness of the olive tree, don't boast over the branches. But if you boast, remember that it is not you who support the root, but the root supports you. You will say then, branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. True, by their unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by your faith. Don't be conceited, but fear, for if God didn't spare the natural branches, neither will he spare you. See then the goodness and severity of God. Towards those who fell, severity, but towards you, goodness, if you continue in his goodness. Otherwise you also will be cut off. They also, if they don't continue in their unbelief, will be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. For if you were cut out of that which is by nature a wild olive tree, and were grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more will these, which are the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I don't desire you to be ignorant, brothers, of this mystery, so that you won't be wise in your own conceits, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel, until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in, and so all Israel will be saved. Even as it is written, there will come out of Zion the Deliverer, and he will turn away ungodliness from Jacob. This is my covenant with them, when I will take away their sins. Concerning the good news, they are enemies for your sake, but concerning the election, they are beloved for the Father's sake. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. For as you in time past were disobedient to God, but now have obtained mercy by their disobedience, even so these also have now been disobedient, that by the mercy shown to you they may also obtain mercy. For God has bound all to disobedience, that he might have mercy on all. Oh, the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and the knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments, and his ways past tracing out! For who has known the mind of the Lord? Or who has been his counselor? Or who has first given to him, and it will be repaid to him again? For of him, and through him, and to him are all things. To him be the glory forever. Amen. The Book of Psalms, chapter 22, starting in verse 1. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, and from the words of my groaning? My God, I cry in the daytime, but you don't answer, in the night season, and am not silent. But you are holy, you who inhabit the praises of Israel. Our fathers trusted in you. They trusted, and you delivered them. They cried to you, and were delivered. They trusted in you, and were not disappointed. But I am a worm, and no man, a reproach of men, and despised by the people. All those who see me mock me. They insult me with their lips. They shake their heads, saying, he trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, since he delights in him. But you brought me out of the womb. You made me trust you while at my mother's breasts. I was thrown on you from my mother's womb. You are my God since my mother bore me. Don't be far from me, for trouble is near, for there is no one to help. Many bulls have surrounded me. Strong bulls of Bashan have encircled me. They open their mouths wide against me, lions, tearing prey and roaring. I am poured out like water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax. It is melted within me. My strength is dried up like a potsherd. My tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You have brought me into the dust of death, for dogs have surrounded me. A company of evildoers have enclosed me. They have pierced my hands and feet. I can count all my bones. They look and stare at me. They divide my garments amongst them. They cast lots for my clothing. The Book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 7. A righteous man walks in integrity. Blessed are his children after him.